Meet the galaxy's newest bad boy in a fiction sci-fi audio series from Wonkybot Entertainment.
And what is your name, brave fool?
Adamus Waru.
He has a weapon, Mr. Momota.
Frog.
In a parallel futuristic universe, 18-year-old Adamus Waru can tap into the powers of the gods and become...
Summoning the power of... Tremendous Boy!
When his girlfriend is taken hostage by the galactic tyrant Lord Trykus of Barrington...
Tessa! Please! Don't hurt her!
Adamus is forced to search for 5 cosmic spheres that control the multiverse.
I'm not gonna let Trykus have an opportunity to screw me over.
Starring Linda Gray from television's Dallas.
If you should stop now, you will never again hold Tessa in your arms.
And Cameron Hernandez as Tremendous Boy.
All I've ever wanted was a family, to be loved, to feel included.
I'm sorry, Adamus. This is for the good of the multiverse.
Treacherous little snake!
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to Wonkybot Plus on Apple Podcasts. Stuart St. John's Tremendous Boy. From Wonkybot Entertainment comes a show where you get to listen to the secret virtual therapy sessions of the biggest superheroes in Stuart St. John's Tremendous Universe.
Welcome. I am Amy. Please state your full name.
I'm Silver Maw.
Master Machine.
Almighty Man. War Sound.
Get up close and personal as you listen to therapy sessions between an android named Amy and a roster of superheroes.
Thank you for participating in the program. How have you been since our last session?
Why ask the question?
It's part of the session, Kyle.
Not too good, Amy.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to Wonkybot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
In our last session, we were talking about your issues around food.
Yep, sure were.
How did that make you feel?
With great power comes major issues. Stuart St. John's Superhero Confidential.
Have you always been so self-critical?
Last time on the Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. 1102? What is it?
It's Miliana. She doesn't want to marry me.
Doesn't want to... What? Well, don't just stand there, you clueless cluck. Go after her. You can't let that money, honey, slip away.
But...
Go! Now!
Miliana! Come back!
Oh, my... I feel faint. Can this day get any worse?
We're about to find out.
What? Who is... Oh, my dark stars. You?
Dr. Ezekiel Epicopolis.
No. No, it's not possible. It can't be.
Why not, Doctor? Because you thought you'd gotten rid of me? Well, surprise! I'm still alive.
My old slug.
10:59.
There's only one thing you should know.
He's got a big ego.
You really ought to know.
He's one crazy amigo.
It's the Dr. Epicopolis Show.
And 1102. Two.
The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. Those superheroes are zeros.
Yeah, yeah. Heard it all before.
How? How can this be?
Because I'm smart, Doctor. Brilliant, in fact.
And
let's be honest. That's the whole reason you sent me back to the scrap heap. Because you made me even smarter than you!
That's not true, you serpent-tongued slog! Lies!
It is true, Doctor. I remember the day you brought me to life. In that cage. The electrodes you attached to my skull. The electrical currents that blew through my head and body. All the way down to my toes.
Exaggerations!
I'm not exaggerating, Doctor! I remember the torment of my awakening. Just as I remember what you said when you reviewed my test results. Do you remember, Doctor?
It escapes me at the moment.
Standing there, on the other side of the cage, you said, "Oh, my dark stars, the slog is even smarter than me."
Outrageous!
Hard to hear the truth, ain't it, Doc?
It's all a bit foggy. That was years ago. Do you realize how many things I create in a given year? Slogs, robots, talking apes?
We're all just playthings to you.
If by playthings you mean my children, then yes, I would agree. But none of this explains how you're standing here after I...
disposed of me? Or thought you did? Well, you can thank your mother for that.
My mother?
The day you took my body apart and tried to boil my brain in one of your bubbling lab cubes was the same day your mother stopped by for a surprise visit.
Well, well. Hey, kid. Mother, what are you doing here?
Get a load of this laboratory. It looks even better than the last time I was here.
She saw what you had done to me, and she took pity on my soul.
What?
So she secretly reassembled me, nursed me back to health.
That wretched woman, always finding a horrible new way to stab me in the back.
After I was fully revived, we eloped and settled down in Hawaii.
Eloped? You mean you married my mother?
That's right. We were in love.
Oh, the woman loves nothing but herself. You may be smart, but your heart is a fool. I feel sorry you fell for her scheme.
Don't disrespect my wife.
You're still married?
That's right. Which means you need to show some respect for your stepfather.
My step... this is outrageous. A slog is my stepdaddy? Where is she, hmm? Where is my mother? Is she going to pop out of the woodwork here next?
I don't know. We lost contact a few years ago.
Aha! You mean she dumped you, like she does every man or creature she falls in love with.
Enough about her. This is about you and me.
Listen here, you second-rate slog gigolo. I want you off my property at once. I have enough problems going on around here at the moment, and I don't need...
I'm not going anywhere, Doctor.
What is that? Some sort of weapon?
That's right. Created with my genius mind. I call it the Shrinky Badinky.
Clever name.
I know. And I worked a lot of years perfecting it.
Listen here, 1059.
You listen, Doctor. You know how you like to make everyone around you feel small, so you can feel big?
1102?
I think it's only fitting you and that overgrown ego get shrunk down to size. And after that...
1102! EB3!
I'm gonna squash you with my boot. Like the little bug that you are. Bye-bye, Doctor!
Oh, my dark stars! He's shrunk me!
Help me! Help me! I'm little!
Ready to feel the heel, Doc?
Move a muscle, and you'll get blasted by 2 tons of thermal energy.
Okay. I ain't moving, Tinhead.
EB3,
I'm down here!
Set your weapon down on the lab table. Now.
Take it easy. I'm setting it down.
Help! Help me!
I'm over here on the floor!
Who are you, and what are you doing in Dr. Epic's laboratory?
Settling old scores.
Oh, my dark stars, EB3 can't hear me.
My sensors indicate you are a slug.
Name's 1059.
Then you were created before 1102.
That's right. And left to die at the hands of Dr. Epicopolis, because I was smarter than him.
I am intrigued. I thought all slogs were mindless.
Not this one. What's your name, Tinhead?
EV3, and don't call me Tinhead. So where is the doctor?
Dunno. When I confronted him, he ran away. His ego couldn't take being around someone smarter than him.
Smarter than me? I think not.
Then you are in control.
Looks that way. And I could use a top-of-the-line robot like yourself as my second-in-command around here.
Count me in.
EV3, you didn't even hesitate, you chrome-plated turncoat!
By the way, I think we might have a bug problem around here. Can you get on that?
Certainly. I have pest control equipment that will kill any bug.
Great. Hey, any place I can wash up around here?
You are the master of the manor now. Use the doctor's old room upstairs.
My room? Are you kidding me?
Stop!
With pleasure.
Not my satin sheets, no! You crossed the line! What am I gonna do? I'm so tiny. They can't hear me, they can't see me. Wait, up there, on the lab table, he's left his shrinking weapon. Yes, yes, I guess that slog isn't as smart as he thinks he is. I bet there's a button on there. If one can make one shrink, one can make one big again. All I have to do is crawl up the leg of the lab table. Oh, my dark stars. It's so far up. Oh, these cold metal legs. Yes, yes. You can do it, Ezekiel Epicopolis. You can do it. Oh, I'm tired already. What's that? Someone coming in the door, walking into the lab.
She's left me forever, Svetlana.
I am so sorry, 1102.
It's Svetlana and 1102.
Meet the galaxy's newest bad boy in a fiction sci-fi audio series from Wonkybot Entertainment.
And what is your name, brave fool?
Adamus Waru.
He has a weapon, Mr. Momota.
Frog.
In a parallel futuristic universe, 18-year-old Adamus Waru can tap into the powers of the gods and become...
Summoning the power of... Tremendous Boy!
When his girlfriend is taken hostage by the galactic tyrant Lord Trikus of Barrington...
Tessa! Please! Don't hurt her!
Adamus is forced to search for 5 cosmic spheres that control the multiverse.
I'm not gonna let Drykus have an opportunity to screw me over.
Starring Linda Gray from television's Dallas.
If you should stop now, you will never again hold Tessa in your arms.
And Cameron Hernandez as Tremendous Boy.
All I've ever wanted was a family, to be loved, to feel included.
I'm sorry, Adamus. This is for the good of the multiverse.
Treacherous little snake!
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to Wonkybot Plus on Apple Podcasts. Stuart St. John's Tremendous Boy. From Wonkybot Entertainment comes a show where you get to listen to the secret virtual therapy sessions of the biggest superheroes in Stuart St. John's Tremendous Universe.
Welcome. I am Amy. Please state your full name.
I'm Silver Maw.
Master Machine.
Almighty Man. War Sound.
Get up close and personal as you listen to therapy sessions between an android named Amy and a roster of superheroes.
Thank you for participating in the program. How have you been since our last session?
Why ask the question?
It's part of the session, Kyle.
Not too good, Amy.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to Wonkybot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
In our last session, we were talking about your issues around food.
Yep, sure were.
How did that make you feel?
With great power comes major issues. Stuart St. John's Superhero Confidential.
Have you always been so self-critical?
I don't know where she could have gone.
Miliana must be so confused. I've never felt like this before.
Oh, they've walked over to the table, standing right there.
Hello? Hello, can you hear me? 1102? Svetlana, my darling?
You have broken heart. Yes, I know all about it.
You do?
Oh, yes. I cry many, many tears over a certain doctor man. He hurt me so. That silver-haired heartbreaker.
No, oh, those tears are like huge raindrops splashing in the air. Oh, must get to the top of the table.
I'm sorry about your tears, Svetlana. The doc can be a real heartbreaker.
It's true. And my heart still aching. Oh.
I know how you feel.
Oh, there, sweet creature. Svetlana give you big hug.
That's real nice of you, Svetlana.
It is least I can do. After all, my niece caused you this pain.
Oh, Svetlana and 1102 hugging. And something about it makes me feel terribly uncomfortable.
Sorry to ruin your jacket with me snot.
It's just material. I buy a new one. But feels so nice to be held by creature. You know, I have idea on how to get Miliana back.
You do?
Ancient trick known within the circle of my people back in Jorgendorjadeshdeshdeshdesh. In my country, it's called Jealousia Pernosiashdeshdeshdeshdesh.
Really? I'll try anything, Svetlana.
I know you will.
I've made it to the top.
So, let's get married.
What?
What?
Yes, married.
I don't think I can handle any more drama.
What do you mean, Svetlana?
Well, I tell you. When Miliana find out we are hitch, she will come running back.
Really?
100%.
But then she'll find out that I'm married to you.
Exactly. And she will demand we divorce, so she can have you all to self.
So is this ancient secret jealousy?
I think that might be translation, yes.
But what's in it for you?
For me? I get to see you happy, 1102. Plus, until Miliana come back to you, I get to call this place my home. After all, I will be doctor wife. I mean, your wife.
This is outrageous! Svetlana's just using that slog! The weapon. Yes, there it is. I must use it to return to normal size before this offensive union can happen.
Just think, 1102. Everything is set up here. We have the wall of flowers, and even the romantic music. Isn't that nice?
But don't we need a minister?
Oh, look. The lonely heart slog has returned. I guess your bride didn't want you after all.
Shut up, you walking hubcap.
EB3, are you programmed to be minister by any chance?
Yes, I am programmed to perform marriage rituals around the world, including Pakistan, Africa, England, Ireland, Spain.
We get idea.
Forget it. There's no way that domehead is gonna marry us.
You and Svetlana. Oh, my maker, you are serious.
Yes, we are, Macheon. Will you please marry me and 1102?
You better believe I will, before you can even say dearly beloved.
No, this can't be happening. Here it is, the weapon. Push to make small, push here to make normal size. Just as I thought. Oh, my dark stars, the buttons are so hard to press.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here in the Maker's house to unite this slot and this...
I am woman.
And this woman.
Must hurry.
It is time to exchange your vows.
Svetlana, I promise to always cherish you, in sickness and in health.
1102, I promise to always cherish you, in sickness and in health.
Do you have rings?
Hand me purse. Cosmetics, no. Nuclear weapon, no. Ring box. Two rings inside. A woman is always prepared.
They're so pretty.
They shine like your eyes. Here, take. Now give.
With this ring, I take you, Svetlana, to be my lawfully wedded wife.
Must stop them. She'll be around the laboratory all day.
And with this ring, I take you, 1102, to be my lawfully wedded husband.
By the power vested in me, I now pronounce you husband and wife. You may kiss each other now.
Do we need to do that part, Svetlana?
Of course, to make authentic.
Say cheese.
No!
Doctor!
Doc?
Uh-oh. I'm back! Oh, my dark stars! It's too late! You two are hitched!
Hey, what's going on down here?
Uh-oh.
Hey, you kind of look like me. Who are you?
His name is 1059. An unscrupulous slog whom my mother resurrected after I discarded him on the scrap heap of life. And now... he is about to find out why I am the genius around here.
Hey, put that weapon down.
Say bye-bye, Buttercup.
No!
You haven't seen the last of me, Doctor.
Now, EB3, spray this place for bugs.
At once, oh monster, I mean master.
And you too. This sham of a marriage is to be immediately annulled. You should be ashamed of yourself, Svetlana. Hoodwinking poor 1102 into marriage.
But I don't feel that way, Doc. I know it started out as a way to make Miliana feel jealous. But when I looked into Svetlana's eyes when we was exchanging I-dos, something happened.
It did?
It did. I think I'm in love.
Meet the galaxy's newest bad boy in a fiction sci-fi audio series from Wonkybot Entertainment.
And what is your name, brave fool?
Adamus Waru.
He has a weapon, Mr. Momota.
Fog.
In a parallel futuristic universe, 18-year-old Adamus Waru can tap into the powers of the gods and become...
summoning the power of... Tremendous Boy!
When his girlfriend is taken hostage by the galactic tyrant Lord Trigus of Barrington.
Tessa, please, don't hurt her.
Adamus is forced to search for 5 cosmic spheres that control the multiverse.
I'm not gonna let Trigus have an opportunity to screw me over.
Starring Linda Gray from television's Dallas.
If you should stop now, you will never again hold Tessa in your arms.
And Cameron Hernandez as Tremendous Boy.
All I've ever wanted was a family, to be loved, to feel included.
I'm sorry, Adamus. This is for the good of the multiverse.
Treacherous little snake!
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts. Stuart St. John's Tremendous Boy. From WonkyBot Entertainment comes a show where you get to listen to the secret virtual therapy sessions of the biggest superheroes in Stuart St. John's Tremendous Universe.
Welcome. I am Amy. Please state your full name.
I'm Silver Maw.
Master Machine.
Almighty Man. War Sound.
Get up close and personal as you listen to therapy sessions between an android named Amy and a roster of superheroes.
Thank you for participating in the program. How have you been since our last session?
Why ask the question?
It's part of the session, Kyle.
Not too good, Amy.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
In our last session, we were talking about your issues around food.
Yep, sure were.
How did that make you feel?
With great power comes major issues. Stuart St. John's Superhero Confidential.
Have you always been so self-critical?